So, Simon Briley, Managing Director, tell us what's going on.
Yeah, good afternoon, Roy. Well, it's a big day for us, and it's going to be a big couple of months for us as 2BR prepares to expand onto DAB and to become a much bigger brand than it is currently.
So 2BR is the older station of the two. 2BR is replacing what is now the B. Tell us how you came to that decision between choosing which name to expand with.
Well, firstly, yeah, I agree. 2BR is the older name. It's not been replaced, really. It's just think of it as just a name change. The B will live on. Its audience will continue to enjoy what it's used to hearing, just with a different name. You know, instead of being the B, it'll be called 2BR on the two FM licenses in Blackburn and Preston. Why was that decision made to continue with the 2BR brand? Frankly, it's the heritage brand. And the stronger part of our TSA is in East Lancashire. So by protecting and by keeping the 2BR name, we really safeguard the big part of the audience that lives, works in East Lancashire.
Full disclosure here, I was the one that came up with the B name, so it's a little bit close to my heart, and yours as well. The reason why the two stations have operated separately for all this time is because of the two areas being very different. Is that suddenly not appropriate? Does that rule not exist with you anymore, or is this just progress?
I'd be misleading you if I was to say this wasn't a decision that came without its conflicts internally in Brierley Head, if you like. The fact is, the industry that we're in now, in 2016, I believe we've reached a tipping point. The last two company cars we bought, every time we get a courtesy car, they've all got DAB fitted as standard. I think that move to DAB has reached critical mass for me, and I believe that these two brands, if they don't get a foothold on DAB, they simply will start to hemorrhage audience. We've got a space on DAB, which is brilliant news. We then have to decide, does it make business sense for one of our brands to be on DAB, sounding very similar in style, in playlist, in kind of localness to the other one, to compete directly in the same TSA against one another? Does that make business sense now? Whereas it made business sense when they weren't competing, when they had two distinct TSAs. Now, frankly, it doesn't. So we have to make a call. And that call is, you know what? DAB is great. 2BR becomes a station with an FM TSA of getting on for 600,000, a DAB TSA, should we choose to expand into that, which I don't think we will, of over 1 million. Can we celebrate that and create a powerful local radio brand within East and Central Lancashire and still super serve our audience with localness? Yes, we can. I'm not pretending it's been an easy decision, Roy, because you know that I passionately believe in local radio. What I do passionately believe is it's also the right decision.
Why not rebrand them both into Star or Jack or Lancashire FM or something totally independent of them both?
I think it's just a name. You know, I think we within the industry get really precious about the heritage of a name and where the name comes from. But what does Star mean? What does Mix mean? What does Spirit mean? What does 2BR mean? Frankly, 2BR stands for Two Boroughs Radio, although most of our listeners would say Two Bloody Records. It's just a name. What is important to the listeners is that we get the mix of music right, and we know that we do that. Is to make sure that we get our local content right, through an investment in additional news capacity and an investment in technology and programming staff, we're going to continue to be much more local than any of the other kind of regional services that we're up against. Frankly, what we call it is secondary. So, given that, we might as well stick with the name that most people know and recognise and want to keep, which is 2BR.
So 2BR originally served two boroughs. You're probably up to about 10 now, are you?
Something like that, yeah. Two, two, 12, yeah, maybe. Let's call it 12 Boroughs Radio and just lose the one at the beginning.
So how will this work on air and in the studio? You'll have you're already co-located, so that's that problem sorted. But on air, will you have split programming, or is this just one radio station for the whole of Lancashire, effectively?
It's one radio station for the whole of Lancashire, although editorially, we won't be we'll be choosing not to serve the areas that fall outside our existing FM TSA. So that's the combined TSAs of 2BRB and what was Central Radio, the B Preston TSA. There's about 600,000 adults that live within that area, and we're going to super serve them through local news bulletins for them, through local travel bulletins, through local content delivered through our presentation staff. But I think what will be unique to this service is that you'll still hear in the news bulletin in Blackburn or Darwin on 107 FM, you'll still hear all about whatever Blackburn with Darwin Council are up to, about that murder in Mill Hill, or maybe about Blackburn Rovers. Whereas if you're listening to that same news bulletin down the road in Preston, either on 106.5 or 96.3, you'll hear all about Preston North End, and you'll hear about more relevant local content to that side of the audience. Obviously on DAB, that's not an option. But we'll be signposting clearly to our audience that if they want a local news bulletin for their area, then they need to listen to it on the local FM service.
So is this about cost-cutting as well, or not?
This is about cost increasing, actually. This whole project, you know, if anyone who's listening knows about the cost of DAB and secured cost of DAB will know that this is about this isn't a cost-saving exercise. This is about protecting and growing our audience and continuing to provide a service for East Lancashire and Central Lancashire. And frankly, if we don't have a foothold on DAB, then we will slowly get left behind. And I think that's a challenge facing everyone on that's solely on FM at the minute. They need a plan. You know, that would be my view, and that's the view that I've taken here locally, is to get onto DAB. From that, there are implications. This has been done though without any compulsory redundancies. In fact, when we start this service on the 1st of June, the team here in Accrington will be the largest it's ever been.
Okay, you say it's a local decision. UKRD has never been a big supporter of DAB. Is this something that's come from head office or been encouraged by head office, or is this just you wanting to keep up with the radio industry and the digital radio revolution?
There will be forums and cynics out there, I'm sure, that will be convinced that this is a sign of UKRD's new strategy. Quite the opposite. This is a decision that was taken locally by me, frankly. So if it works, when it works, I'll take all the credit for it. UKRD has never been against DAB. UKRD has always been against a forced DAB switch-off, and thankfully that's gone a long way down the road. The fact is, UKRD, and I don't speak on behalf of William, but I'm sure he would say this if he was here, William would say that where it's appropriate and where it's affordable and where there is capacity, then our brands would like to be on DAB, and we're showing that. We've got new brands launching on DAB across the country as we speak, and a large part of our portfolio is already on DAB, 2BR becoming the latest addition to that. We're also working hard alongside the regulator in two of the 10 small-scale DAB trials, which at the moment, as we're sat here, look like the best route to digital for the smaller licences. But we aren't a smaller licence. When, again, that total TSA of 600,000, for me to do small-scale DAB as my solution to get onto digital here in Lancashire just wouldn't be economically viable, because that's probably four small-scale DAB multiplexers. That's four then broadcast quality connections to four different transmitter sites. And frankly, the money isn't here for that.
So it sounds like you're a strong believer in DAB then for the future of radio.
I'm a big fan of FM, Roy. I am, however, convinced that given the might and the marketing might and the significant influence that the larger players in the commercial radio sector are having on the DAB debate, the audience is being dragged along with that. And I don't think, actually, 10 years from now, many people will be listening to DAB. I think we'll actually all be listening to some sort of Wi-Fi connection over our 5G mobile phones or devices in our kitchens. I think that will probably be the end game to this. But we've got a period of time now where I believe we will see, I said, that critical mass has been reached, and I think over the next 10 to 15 years we'll see more and more listening over DAB, and if we aren't on that bus, we'll get left behind.
Well, time will tell. Good luck with it, and thanks for chatting with us.
Thank you, Roy.